With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden continues to urge Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel and a border security bill.
In a weekend statement, the president said the House must pass the bipartisan national security supplemental to advance America's national security interests. The emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel has been bogged down in Congress for weeks. Mr. Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan border security agreement, but that deal collapsed last month when Republican senators ended months of negotiations with Democrats. And now Congress is on a two-week recess. Greg Clugston, The White House.
New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy suspended her Senate campaign to replace Democrat Senator Robert Menendez as he faces federal corruption charges. Her decision to drop out probably clears the way for Representative Andy Kim in the Democrat primary June 4th. Menendez, though, announced he would not run in that primary but did not rule out seeking re-election as an independent. Also at SRNnews.com, a report by a European business group says uncertainty and draconian regulations have drastically raised risks for foreign businesses in China.
The report by the European Union Chamber of Commerce in China urges China's leaders to do more to address concerns that it says have grown exponentially in recent years. Foreign investment in China fell 8% last year from a year earlier as companies recalibrated their commitments in the world's second largest economy. EU Chamber officials say China's changing business environment partly reflects moves by Beijing to minimize risks due to trade friction and dependence on imports of key commodities or industrial products. But they say European companies also must manage their own risks.
That's Jeremy House reporting from Washington. This is SRN News. France is considering assisted suicide.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
England's Public Health Service is restricting the use of puberty blockers. Under the new rules, no one under the age of 16 can undertake a so-called medical gender transition. British authorities say there's not enough evidence that helping a teenager live as the opposite sex is actually good for their mental health. The new rules only apply to England's government-run healthcare system. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's announced new automobile emission standards.
The new rules relax initial tailpipe limits proposed last year by the EPA. The rules come as sales of electric vehicles, which are needed to meet the standards, have begun to slow. The auto industry cited lower sales growth in objecting to the earlier EPA proposal. Under its final rule, the industry could meet the limits if 56% of new vehicle sales are electric by 2032, along with 13% plug-in hybrids or other partially electric cars and more efficient gasoline-powered cars. John Scott reporting.
Inflation remains a top priority for small businesses who reported lower optimism in February. The National Federation of Small Business Optimism Index fell to 89.4 in February, the 26th consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. More details at srnnews.com.